This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Contractors in Colorado report significant project delays during the pandemic. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
About three-quarters of the state's contractors say projects have been halted, postponed, or canceled due to COVID-19. That's according to a survey from the Construction Association. Half said projects are taking longer than expected. Roughly 40% said their staff has been reduced since the pandemic hit, though almost half said they expect to add employees over the next year. Construction was deemed an essential service under the state's stay-at-home order. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Thompson School District in Loveland will retire racist mascots from two schools. Bill Reed Middle School were the Warriors, and Loveland High School used an Indian as its mascot. Community members are commenting. Loveland High alumna Cynthia Dykeman-Geiger scolded the board over its decision.
The Loveland High School Indians have proudly served the test of time and as a testament of pride in Loveland High School that go back now three and four generations.
Sherry Robinson attended both schools and supports the changes.
These things just really are harmful to kids, and it goes beyond just what happens at those schools. It goes into what happens in our whole community and what we want to teach kids.
The school board voted unanimously to change the names. Both schools will start considering new mascots. Coming up on the program, former Governor Rick Snyder, a Republican of Michigan, talks about why he plans to vote for Joe Biden. And women are putting more money where their mouths are when it comes to politics. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also, in Pueblo, protests over racism and injustice have modern-day targets like a recent police shooting and a very old controversy.
And that's exactly what Columbus has made this culture for us and why we need to take the statue down.
The city is grappling with what to do with its statue of Christopher Columbus, and with the election looming, the issue has political implications too. We'll have that story for you, reported by CPR's Benta Berkland, in 10 minutes here on CPR News. It has been a beautiful day across Colorado. Sun is still out in most places. It's 80 in Vail, 87 in Denver.